Over the years, railroads have conquered many remarkable places, but one stands out. When they were building a railroad bed in California, the engineers came across a huge ravine. The sides and bottom of this ravine were heavily wooded, with two giant redwoods towering far above the rest. The big redwoods were sawed off 75 feet from the ground, this being the exact height from the level of the ravine to the tops of the lowest of the other trees. Next, trees on either side were sawed off to make their tops in a direct line with the tops of the redwoods as well as of the edges of the banks. In this way, the trains roll above the treetops and stand right on top of the living trees. This is how it is with the promises of God. God's promises are not dead stumps, but living trees that are alive with the life of God. It is upon these promises that the hope of every Christian rests. Joshua chapter 21. And the Lord gave them rest on every side according to all that he had sworn to their fathers. And no one of all their enemies stood before them. The Lord gave all their enemies into their hand. Not one of the good promises which the Lord had made to the house of Israel failed. All came to pass. These verses were spoken by Joshua near the end of his life, just after the Israelites had taken possession of the land God had promised them. The journey had been hard, and the battles were fierce. But as Joshua and the nation of Israel finally rested and reviewed the faithfulness of God, they could say without a doubt that not one of the good promises which the Lord had made to the house of Israel failed. All came to pass. You can also say this as you follow the Lord today.